All those vegetables on a Saturday morning at your farmer's market, they just didn't fall out of trees into a parking lot. A farmer had to produce them. The Agriculture Department has been working to get more young people into farming by bringing disparate federal resources together virtually. Leading that effort is Lilia McFarland. She's the coordinator of the New and Beginning Farmer and Ranch Program at USDA and a finalist in this year's Service to America Medals Program. Ms. McFarland joins me now, and it's great to have you on.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us about this program, New and Beginning Farmer and Ranch Program. What does it do?
Absolutely. Well, USDA across the board has a ton of resources that can be used in service of a new and beginning farmer's business. Under Secretary Vilsack, we've been making a big investment in the future of farming and celebrating the Big Ten of Ag and all the diversity that's coming tomorrow.
What are some of the resources that can get to would-be farmers?
So we have a pipeline of assistance that not only helps a farmer get started, but also helps a farmer grow their business. So anything from lending assistance to help them get their start in either buying a farm or that initial operating capital to finding the right market, whether you're building a business with the intention of exporting eventually or selling at your local farmer's market. We can also help a new and beginning farmer manage risk. All the inherent dangers in, you know, the weather and growing a crop outside and fluctuating markets. Lastly, we can help with education and technical assistance, how to get connected with the how-to of your initial farm business.
Are all of these pieces of information from the Farm Service Agency, or is this a interagency type of effort?
You know, we've really worked to make a one-stop shop through usda.gov/newfarmers. And using that site, we've united resources from across USDA, across the federal government, partnering with folks as diverse as the Small Business Administration's Business USA. And we really have a diversity of resources from across the federal government that can be applied.
What did it require to get those other agencies to go along here?
You know, it's something like this. I don't want to undersell it. It was very hard, but they're... You know, when you talk about new and beginning farmer and rancher businesses, everybody is excited about where their food comes from. And it was really exciting to be a part of this process because everybody really pitched in. And we had a ton of interest and help and enthusiasm around making this brand new resource and all these new connections and bridges for the next generation of farmers and ranchers.
It sounds like then that a would-be farmer doesn't have to go to 18 different federal websites. They can go to one place and find all of these things that they otherwise would have had to search out.
Yes, indeed. We put everything in one spot so that you've got one single hub and you have easy access to the diversity of services that are available to you.
And what's been the take-up so far?
It's been very humbling and very exciting. USDA.gov New Farmers is the number one accessed content-based site on USDA.gov, which I forget the total number, but receives probably around 140 million hits a year.
That's a big number. And how many, do we know how many farms have started as a result of maybe starting out there?
That's a tougher number because of how we have been counting farms and ranches. Our biggest tool to see new and beginning farms and ranches is the Census of Agriculture, which is conducted every 5 years. We've got a big one coming up, and we're excited to see the new numbers.
I mean, do people start farms where there used to be a forest, or is it mostly acquisition of existing property, and therefore it becomes a new farm by virtue of new ownership?
There are tons of ways that people are getting started in ag. There is a lot of farmland across the country that's getting ready to change hands. One of the things that we learned in a recent survey that we did was in the next 5 years, 10% of all current farmland is expected to change hands. And that creates a huge new opportunity for new and beginning farms and ranches. And another thing that we think is incredibly exciting is the diversity of ways that people are growing crops. We've got hydroponic farms in San Diego. We've got folks in Detroit who are using urban spaces to grow food for their neighbors and their communities. So there's not one model, but we at USDA are working to be here for every kind of model that's emerging.
Does it ever occur to you, why do people need 5 or 6 federal agencies to start planting soybeans?
The government is a big place, and we offer a tremendous, everybody's got a strength. One agency that really surprised me that had services for new and beginning farmers was at USDA, the Animal Plant Health Inspection Service. We have a hotline where anytime, day or night, a new and beginning farmer can call and talk to a specialist about how to deal with predators on your farm or ranch. And you know, as we were doing our census, asking the question, if I were a new and beginning farmer, what would I need for the government? We found tons and tons of partners like that. The IRS makes available Publication 225, which helps farmers interpret and respond to the tax forms. It's really hard doing taxes as a new and beginning farmer and ranch business.
And of course, it's really hard to pass that farm along given the inheritance taxes too, but that's probably outside of your purview.
Absolutely. But anyway, the long diversity across government, hopefully we've made it a little bit easier because there are some wonderful services offered by USDA and our partners.
We're speaking with Lilia McFarland. She's coordinator of the New and Beginning Farmer and Ranch Program at USDA. And if you'll forgive me, you are one of the younger people to get a Sammy's this year. You are what we might characterize as a millennial. You'll pardon my saying so. But what is it that appeals to you about federal service in this way?
I love being a public servant. Getting to be a part of this exciting work and give back to the places that we're all from, it's been an honor to be here.
And you're from farm country yourself.
I am. I grew up in a small town in Deep East Texas. We grow the best watermelons in the world. And it's being able to be here leading a national initiative in service of the industry that I grew up around is just opportunity of a lifetime.
And how did you end up in USDA? How did you end up in federal service? What was your pathway there?
You know,
you can brag a little bit. It's okay.
Well, I went to a wedding shower, and I met an incredibly passionate public servant. She worked for USDA in the Food Safety and Inspection Service, which ensures the safety of our meat, poultry, and processed egg products across the country. And she told me all about working at USDA, and just her passion was infectious. And I knew I had to be a part of this.
And what were you doing before that?
I was in school. I graduated from the University of Texas at Austin and met this public servant, and my whole path was changed.
Wow. So you've been at USDA then so far for, what, 3-4 years in your career?
I think I'm pushing that. I started here fresh out of school.
What are your ambitions for federal service?
You know, doing this job has been the opportunity of a lifetime for me. Like so many other young people, starting in Washington, D.C., I wanted to do international relations when I came on board because I wanted to give back and help make the world a better place. And when I started working here at agriculture, I realized that there was a way to do that here at home and to contribute to making the world just a little bit better place here for folks who wanted to start small businesses. So in so many ways, this job has been the culmination of all of my ambitions. As to what comes next, I just hope we get the chance to do a lot more meaningful things.
Well, I'm going to go home and split open a Texas watermelon right away.
We appreciate you, sir.
All right. Lilia McFarland is coordinator of the New and Beginning Farmer and Ranch Program at the Agriculture Department. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me, sir.
You can read more and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.